This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Can you smell it?
It's time for the smell test.
Do you smell something?
We look where John Q. Public is putting their cash.
Trust me, you just gotta get past the smell.
And go the other way.
Can you feel it? Can you smell it?
Kevin's smell test on the Team 980.
I use this analogy all the time. It's painful if you're a blackjack player, but you have to hit 16 against a 7, 8, 9, or 10, period. You just have to hit it. It's called basic blackjack strategy. And it's hard, but it's the system. And you play basic blackjack strategy, and you use those double down opportunities, and you know, you narrow the edge that the house has. It's the narrowest margin in a casino if you play basic blackjack strategy. Well, the basic smell test strategy is to find the games where the public's lined up on one side. Also, get information about where sharp money is, and if it fits the strategy, you just got to play it. It doesn't matter how many games are out there. I got to play them all. And the NFL board this week is just littered with smell test theory picks. I'll get to the NFL card in a moment. Let me start with Saturday, Championship Saturday. I don't know why Cincinnati is a 10.5-point favorite against a Houston team that hasn't lost since August. That's a big number that Cincinnati's favored by. And the 10.5 and it not being 10, and it's sitting at 10.5 all week, has the public lined up on Houston this week. It's like, hey, you know, Cincinnati can win 38-28 and we win. I'll take Cincinnati and lay the 10.5. Now, I will buy the half point and lay the 10. That's a key number. I'll buy the half point and lay the 10. But for the smell test purposes, I'm going to lay the 10.5. Be honest with you, Michigan shouldn't be an 11-point favorite over Iowa. That number should be closer to 7, 7.5. And they're 11 right now. They're an 11-point underdog. So the public is playing the dog in this one. And there is sharp money on Michigan this week. I'll take the Wolverines and lay the 11. Now, the Georgia-Bama game, I'm just staying off it. I'm going to, in terms of the smell test, but I'm telling you right now, I am going to play Alabama because the world is on Georgia. There is also sharp money on Georgia as well. But every bookmaker in America, Brendan, will need Alabama. How many times have they ever said that? They always need whoever's playing Alabama. On Saturday, they're actually going to need Alabama to cover the 6. I'm not giving it out, though. There is major sharp money on Georgia in this game. Let's go to the NFL. It's crazy how many games fit the smell test criteria. We'll start with the Giants. The Giants got the win last week. I gave them out as a smell test pick against the Eagles, getting 3.5. They won the game outright. Here's Miami. They've been rolling. They've won 4 in a row. They're laying 4 at home Sunday at 1 against the Giants coming in. The public all of a sudden thinks the Dolphins are nasty on defense, which they are. Tua's been playing better. This is one of the biggest public bet games of the day, which is surprising, the Dolphins. I'll take the Giants plus the 4. I've been right on the Vikings, I think, 5 times this year, and it's all been having the Vikings. This week, they're the wrong side. Give me the Lions. It's now 7.5. I'll take the Lions plus 7.5 at home against Minnesota. The Bears are getting 7.5 at home against the Cardinals, and the Jets are getting 7 at home against Philadelphia. Let me just tell you, I like both of those games. Those are not smell test picks, but boy, they were close to smell test picks. But I got some data literally two commercial breaks ago that said there's sharp money on Arizona and sharp money on Philadelphia. So I've canceled them from the smell test. Let me give you the games that are on it in addition to the Giants and the Lions. The Chargers are getting 3 at Cincinnati. Cincinnati looking really good last week. The Chargers not so much. Give me the Chargers plus the 3. Washington at the Raiders. Washington is a smell test pick plus the 1. The public all over Vegas and a lot of sharp money right now on Washington. Remember, you know, last week was one of the first weeks without a lot of big favorites. Well, this week, there are a lot of big favorites. One of the biggest lines of the week, the Rams laying 13 to Jacksonville. Nobody's on Jacksonville. Everybody's on the Rams. I expect the Rams to turn it around at some point. But give me Jacksonville on just pure smell test theory, contrarian handicapping principle. The Jags plus 13. It's not over yet, Brendan. Pittsburgh is a major anti-public favorite at home, underdog at home against Baltimore. The Steelers have looked awful, and yet they're only catching 4.5 to the Ravens. I'll take the Steelers plus the 4.5. Seattle was just here on Monday night. How bad did they look? They looked horrible. How are they only getting 3 at home against the hottest team in the NFC, the 49ers? Give me the Seahawks plus the 3. That one may be the most painful of the day. I like Houston a little bit. I like the Jets a little bit. I like the Bears a little bit, but they did not qualify for the smell test. I don't even know what I just gave out. I'll recap real quickly. You can count them up. On Saturday, tomorrow, I like Cincinnati minus 10.5, Michigan minus 11. I hate playing favorites, but they are anti-public favorites. On Sunday, the Giants plus 4, the Lions plus 7.5, the Chargers plus 3, Washington plus 1, Seattle plus 3, Pittsburgh plus 4.5, and Jacksonville plus 13. There are your smell test picks. That's the most NFL picks I think I've had on any Sunday this year. What is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 NFL games, and it was almost 9. By the way, I like Kansas City a little bit too. They're laying a big number against Denver, but they're sharp money on Denver. All the public money's on Denver. It's odd. You know, the public all of a sudden with some of these big favorites have gotten off them, although the Rams are an example where they are still on the big public favorite. Last week I don't think we had one double-digit favorite. This week we've got Tampa, Indy, and the Rams, and the Chiefs may make it to 10 as well. And the Buccaneers are 11-point favorites. Okay, predictions on the game Sunday. Brendan, go ahead. Give me yours.
So we were talking before this segment about how we would be surprised if Washington got blown out. And I think with injuries on both sides, I'd be surprised if Washington blew the Raiders out. I kind of think the Raiders are more of the team that got blown out a couple weeks ago than the team that beat up a injured Cowboys team on Thanksgiving. So I'm going to go with a Washington win, something like 24-21, 24-20. Let's go with 24-20. Carlson's a good kicker. He can make 2 field goals.
We didn't even mention Brian Johnson, the kicker out of Gonzaga, who will be kicking for Washington on Sunday. And you heard Ron describe, you know, doesn't have necessarily the explosive leg that Joey Sly has. Not many kickers do. I like Washington Sunday. I like him in a close game, 27-26. I think it's going to be a thrilling game. I think it's going to be a back and forth game. I think number 4 is going to make some plays. He might make a couple of bad ones, but he's going to make enough good ones to keep him in the hunt. And I like Washington winning 27-26, a late touchdown pass from Heinicke to Logan Thomas, down 26-21. They go for 2, they miss, and somehow they don't allow a field goal on the other end. 27-26 Washington over the Raiders, which would set up a massive, really and truly, I was thinking about this, maybe the biggest home game. Look, they played a playoff game last year, so not in front of a crowd, but they had a home playoff game. So excluding the Tampa home playoff game, which was played in front of nobody, I can't remember, really. I mean, if you go back to 2016 when they were in the playoff race, they played a lot of road games down the stretch. You know, they had the Giant game that they lost on New Year's Day, but that wasn't a heavyweight matchup between both teams. The Giants had already qualified for the postseason. This would be one of the biggest games they've played in the regular season in years. You know, I go back to that Dallas Thanksgiving Day game in 2016, where Washington had just destroyed Green Bay, and the Cowboys, I think, were 9-1, and Washington was 6-3-1. And that was one of the biggest matchups the two teams have had in a long, long time in the regular season. They've got two games over, you know, a couple of weeks period. And the game next week at home, if Washington can get a win over the Raiders to go to 6-6, would truly be one of the biggest matchups late season at home Washington's had in a long, long time. Long time. Remember last year, you know, we're talking about losing record teams trying to win a division with a losing record. And they weren't playing division opponents late in the year last year at home. Remember, they played Seattle and Carolina. This is different. It's December. You get a win over the Raiders, and they will definitely have the largest crowd they've had out there all year long, which they're going to have anyway because of the Dallas fans that have bought up the tickets for the game. But what an atmosphere you could have at FedEx next Sunday if Washington beats the Raiders. You might have it anyway. And look, if Washington doesn't win the game, it's not over. Like, they're not out of it. The way things stacked, I mean, New Orleans losing last night was a good thing for Washington. You know, it's another team now with 7 losses. It increases the possibility of an 8-9 making it in as a 7 seed. I think they got to go 4-2 down the stretch, and I think they start that with a win on Sunday, a close win. Back on Monday to recap the whole football weekend and, of course, the Washington Raiders game. Stay tuned. Travis is up next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.